The Burns and Gambo Show here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. He was outside posing for a photograph, and we just kind of gave him a friendly wave. Hey, how you doing, Fitz? Good to see you. Never expected he was actually going to come in here and say hi to us.
But dog mushing tips.
Oh, so
no vacations.
Is that what he does?
We do similar vacations.
Yeah. You need some dog mushing tips from Gambo there, Fitz?
I mean, I'll take tips for anything. You know, I always want to have the best experience, especially when I'm traveling internationally. And, you know, if he can offer something that would make my trips more enjoyable, why wouldn't I do
something? Just did Finland, the Northern Lights, and we did Switzerland last year. Some great spots to do dog mushing.
So does your wife give you input on what she wants to do, or is it mostly you running the show?
Oh no, she picks the whole thing. I just go follow. She picks the spot. She basically picks based on hotels and stuff.
Like, okay.
You know, in Switzerland, we stayed at this Villa Hanning. It was this beautiful, you know, cute hotel, and she wanted to stay there. And so Finland, she wanted to stay in like an ice igloo.
Yeah.
So, you know, to look at the north. So she picks it based on like the places she wants to stay in, and we just go around from there.
Okay.
We did Ireland. We did the Ashford Castle because she wanted to stay there. So we stayed there. So a lot of it, we started a destination that she wants to stay at, and then we do all our excursions off of that.
Oh, okay.
Make sense?
That's cool.
Is that how you do it?
I kind of pick the destination and find things that I like within it. So on my bucket list, I really want to get to Kazakhstan. They do a unique 3-day excursion where you actually go out with a professional hawk hunter, and he can send a hawk, and it goes and gets rabbits and mice and brings it back, and that's what you eat for the excursion.
Wow!
So jeez. I mean, it's a little bit.
I've flown the hawks in Ireland.
Oh, really?
Right off your hand.
Oh, yeah.
They go and then
they
come back. Mm-hmm. It's a blast.
Yeah. The 9th annual Larry Fitzgerald Double Play Celebrity Softball Game Weekend is coming up this Saturday. The 9th annual. It's taken off. It's a huge success story. It's flying, and it looks like it's going to be another great weekend for you, Fitz.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We got a great group of guys and girls that will be out there participating, and hopefully it'll be a great turnout. We had over 10,000 people last year, and I'm looking forward to having a nice turnout again this year.
All right. Who's the most competitive guy out there trying to win?
Most competitive.
Yeah, who's the most competitive? Like, I'm not going to lose this softball game to you guys.
I don't know. Last year, the teams were a little lopsided. You know, whoever, I'm not going to say who picked the teams last year, but whoever was in charge of picking the teams got it wrong. You know, it was when you lose 25-3.
Oh,
you know, something went wrong. Something went wrong.
Is this woman to my left responsible for picking the team? She's laughing like she's.
I'm not going to say who it is.
I'm not going to throw anybody.
I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus.
She's laughing, you know? Like it's her responsibility. Yeah. So everybody's blushing now. So it's a lot of fun. And the guest list, I imagine. And as always, I'm sure you put a lot of time, effort trying to figure out who's going to be here for that. Yeah,
you try. You ask early. You know, obviously, guys and girls have a lot of different things to do. But you know, Layla Ali, I'm a big fan. Obviously, I was a huge fan of her father. Is going to be participating for the first time, and DeAndre Ayton and David Johnson and Chandler Jones, Christian Kirk, and I'm really happy to have Terrell Sizzle Suggs will be there this year. You know, Arizona native and ASU alum, going to be out here for the first time, and we got a good group. Richard Sherman.
Yeah. For more information, you can go to your website, LarryFitzgerald.com. There's a link up right there to the site, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, you can get all the information on there. Purchase tickets. Also, Salt River Fields. You can go on their website and buy tickets. And if you want to just come up to the door, the lines are pretty long on Saturday. But if you want to purchase tickets that way, you can do it as well.
It's a big VIP after party as well. So make sure you get your tickets and support Fitz.
That's where you usually see Gambo. Man, he's hanging out at the bar at the W.
The VIP after party, of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just one look at Gambo. He is so the after party, the bar at the W type. I mean, just look at him. Yeah. He gives off that vibe.
He's talking to the 21-year-old cocktail waitress about dog mushing, and they just eating it up.
Do you like how much scrutiny and attention this organization has been under the last couple of months because of this number one pick and all the speculation and all? I mean, every single day. Do you enjoy being in the crosshairs like this?
Well, I'm definitely not in the crosshairs. I mean, you should ask Steve Keim or Michael Bidwell that question. I think they're Cliff. Those guys are actually in the crosshairs because, you know, they're making the decision. I mean, whatever. you know, we're whatever comes, you know, we'll deal with accordingly. So there's no pressure on us.
But when you oh, I'm sorry, Gamble, but when you see people talking about it on ESPN, on the NFL Network, do your eyes just get glued like the rest of ours to see what they're saying and what they're speculating on?
No, because I really don't watch much TV. And so I'm not even sure what's being said, to be honest with you.
Nobody's asked you for your advice, your input, or anything on picks? You are the leader of this team. I mean, you played with Josh Rosen. You might have some input.
No, just a minute ago, I told that's like the executive chef at a restaurant asking a busboy what he thinks of the steaks. You know, they don't care what our opinion is.
They don't care.
Just clean the table. You know, that's what we are as players.
You played with so many quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Were there things you liked about Josh Rosen?
There's a lot I like about Josh Rosen. I like him, I just like him as a person. He's really a fun person to be around. We have a lot of great conversations. He works his tail off every day. He's inquisitive, enthusiastic about being the best player he can be. And, you know, it's for us, you ask a question like that, and, you know, the human element always comes into play. I mean, I've been Josh's teammate for a year.
You root for people.
Like, I don't know, you know, Bosa, and I don't know the D lineman from Alabama,
Quentin
and
Williams.
I don't know Kyler. I mean, if those guys walked by me on the street, I wouldn't know who they were. It would be a first time introduction. Like, I have a relationship with Josh, and everybody else does. So we're all a little biased.
You played with Kurt. You played with Carson. You played with top notch quarterbacks. Do you see any similarities? Can Josh get to that level?
Well, I mean, it was very difficult to evaluate last year just based on the circumstances. I mean, we had a lot of injuries up front. I mean, we had 10 guys that started the year and only one guy finished that was on the active roster. I don't know if anybody in the National Football League had to deal with the decimation of the offensive line like we had to, and there's nobody that's affected by that, those type of injuries more than a quarterback. I mean, he was getting hit on a lot of plays and, you know, wasn't able to really, you know, do what he's capable of doing. But, you know, having another offseason, get into a system that's going to get the ball out of his hand, you can really, you know, take advantage of his arm strength, his accuracy, and, you know, he can flourish in the system.
Larry Fitzgerald, our guest here in studio. He is 9th annual Larry Fitzgerald Double Play Celebrity Softball Game is coming up this weekend. You can go to LarryFitzgerald.com for more information, tickets, all of that is coming up on Saturday, though. Do you suspect that these last few weeks have been kind of tough on the kid, given everything that's gone on out there in the ether, what people are talking about, what people are saying?
Well, I haven't asked him any questions about it, and he doesn't strike me as a guy that's like looking for it and reading about it and listening to it. And, you know, he kind of does his own thing, and I think that's the best approach about it. The way he's gone about it at work is he's been in it every day. He's the one on the group chat putting together all the team throwing when we go out and throw on the field and things like that. Is Josh, he's leading all of that. This summer, putting together a group of guys that are going to go out to LA and work out with him, and he's taking ownership, he's taking a leadership role, and he's really run with it. And the guys, you know, really respect that about him.
What can you tell us about this offense, what you've seen from it so far? You've played outside, you've played inside. How does this offense fit you and what you do best?
Well, I think it's going to fit a lot of guys, you know, really well. It's going to put David Johnson in a position where he can, you know, get matched up with linebackers in the passing game. We'll be able to get him downhill running fast and being able to make plays in the running game. And obviously Christian and myself and other receivers will be able to be working in space. The ball's going to come out quick. You'll be able to have the ability to run after the catch. And, this is the offense that every receiver, you know, when they see it on paper, they get excited.
Speaking of wide receivers, it'd be remiss of my duty if I didn't ask you about a local product around here who went to ASU by the name of N'Keal Harry, and what your thoughts are on him and his skills and what he can do on a football field.
Well, I love the young man. I heard he had a fantastic workout on Saturday. The Cardinals worked him out, and he looked explosive. I heard somebody in the building say they reminded him a lot of Anquan Boldin with the way how strong he is to the catch and the way he's able to run routes and his physical presence that he brings. And not to mention, you know, he's been, a consummate professional in terms of the way he's conducted himself. You know, I followed him, you know, since he was in high school, and followed him, obviously, in college, and have admired him from a distance. And, wherever he lands, he's going to be a great attribute to whatever organization he ends up falling in the hands of.
Leave me with this. What was the ultimate decision that allowed you to come back for another season?
Well, you know, to go 13-3, that's tough to stomach, you know. And, you know, I didn't want to end on a note like that. I wanted to come back, and I love playing. I love competing. I love being around the young guys. They keep me young. I love the competition, and you know, I'm always in pursuit of excellence. And there's still something that I'm chasing. That's you know, off in the distance that I would love to have. My boy Tom Brady got six of them. I don't know what it's called, but. Yeah. You guys get the gist.
I've heard of that thing. Yeah. Again, you can go to LarryFitzgerald.com. The 9th annual Larry Fitzgerald Double Play Celebrity Softball Game Weekend is coming up. The after party, as Gambo mentioned, as well, with a very dapper looking Larry Fitzgerald there in attendance as well.
VIP.
Fitz, good to see you as always. Thanks for swinging by, saying hi. Glad to hear your offseason is going well. We look forward to many more conversations with you in the future.
Well, thank you. I'll keep saving up my money. And maybe one day I can have a, you know, an elaborate vacation like Gambo has. You know?
Oh, man, I just...
I'm a baller on a budget, you know what I mean?
So you're a butler on a budget, yeah, and you're...
a baller on a budget.
And you're clearing the tables at the restaurant. I think you're underselling yourself a little bit.
It happens.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Fitz, thanks for stopping by, man. And best of luck with the event. Absolutely.
Thank you for your support.